butcher's dozen. I went with anger at my heel through bogside of the bitter zeal, Jesus pity, on a day of cold and drizzle and decay. A month had passed, yet there remained a murder smell that stung and stained. On flats and alleys, over all, it hung, on battered roof and wall, on wreck and rubbish scattered thick, on sullen steps and pitted brick. And when I came where 13 died, it shriveled up my heart. I sighed and looked about that brutal place of rage and terror and disgrace. Then my moistened lips grew dry. I had heard an answering sigh. There in a ghostly pool of blood, a crumpled phantom hugged the mud. Once there lived a hooligan, a pig came up and away he ran. Here lies one in blood and bones who lost his life for throwing stones. More voices rose. I turned and saw three corpses forming, red and raw, from dirt and stone. Each upturned face stared unseeing from its place. Behind this barrier, blighters three, we scrambled back and made to flee. The guns cried, "Stop," and here lie we. Then from left and right they came, more mangled corpses, bleeding, lame, holding their wounds. They chose their ground, ghost by ghost, without a sound, and one stepped forward, soiled and white. A bomber I travelled light, 4 pounds of nails and gelignite about my person, hid so well, they seemed to vanish where I fell. When the bullets stopped my breath, a doctor sought the cause of death. He upped my shirt, undid my fly, twice he moved my limbs awry, and noticed nothing. By and by, a soldier, with his sharper eye, beheld the 4 elusive rockets stuffed in my coat and trouser pockets. Yes, they must be strict with us, even in death so treacherous. He faded, and another said, "We 3 met close when we were dead. Into an armoured car they piled us, where our mingled blood defiled us, certain, if not dead before, to suffocate upon the floor. Careful bullets in the back stopped our terrorist attack, and so 3 dangerous lives are done, judged, condemned, and shamed in one." That spectre faded in his turn, a harsher stirred, and spoke in scorn. "The shame is theirs in word and deed, who prate of justice, practice greed, and act in ignorant fury, then officers and gentlemen send to their courts for the Most High, to tell us did we really die. Does it need recourse to law to tell 10,000 what they saw? The news is out, the troops were kind, impartial justice has to find we'd be alive and well today if we had let them have their way. But friend and stranger, bride and brother, son and sister, father, mother, all not blinded by your smoke, photographers who caught your stroke, the priests that blessed our bodies, spoke, and wagged our blood in the world's face. The truth will out to your disgrace." He flushed and faded. Pale and grim, a joking spectre followed him. "Take a bunch of stunted shoots, a tangle of transplanted roots, ropes and rifles, feathered nests, some dried colonial interests, a hard unnatural union grown in a bed of blood and bone, tongue of serpent, gut of hog, spiced with spleen of underdog. Stir in with oaths of loyalty, sectarian supremacy, and heat to make a proper botch in a bouillon of bitter scotch. Last, the choice ingredient, you. Now, to crown your Irish stew, boil it over, make a mess, a most imperial success." He capered weakly, racked with pain, his dead hair plastered in the rain. The group was silent once again. It seemed the moment to explain that sympathetic politicians say our violent traditions, backward looks and bitterness, keep us in this dire distress. We must forget and look ahead, nurse the living, not the dead. My words died out, a phantom said, "Here lies one who breathed his last, firmly reminded of the past. A trooper did it on one knee, in tones of brute authority. That harsher spirit, who before had flushed with anger, spoke once more. Simple lessons cut most deep, this lesson in our hearts we keep. You condescend to hear us speak only when we slap your cheek. And yet we lack the last technique. We rap for order with a gun, the issues simplify to one. Then your democracy insists you mustn't talk with terrorists. White and yellow, black and blue, have learned their history from you. Divide and ruin, muddle through. We speak in wounds. Behold this mess, my curse upon your politesse. Another ghost stood forth and wet dead lips that had not spoken yet. My curse on the cunning and the bland, on gentlemen who loot a land they do not care to understand, who keep the natives on their paws with ready lash and rotten laws. Then, if the beasts erupt in rage, give them a slightly larger cage, and in scorn and fear combined, turn them against their own kind. The game runs out of room at last, a people rises from its past, the going gets unduly tough, and you have, surely, had enough. The time has come to yield your place with condescending show of grace, an empire builder handing on. We reap the ruin when you've gone, all your errors heaped behind you, promises that do not bind you, hopes in conflict, cramped commissions, fates exploited, and traditions. Bloody sputum filled his throat. He stopped and coughed to clear it out, and finished with his eyes aglow. You came, you saw, you conquered, so you gorged, and it was time to go. Good riddance, we'd forget, released, but for the rubbish of your feast, the slops and scraps that fell to earth and sprang to arms in dragon birth. Sashed and bowler-hatted, glum apprentices of fife and drum, high and dry, abandoned guards of dismal streets and empty yards, drilled at the code word true religion, to strut and mutter like a pigeon, not an inch, up the Queen, who use their walls like a latrine for scribbled magic. At their call, straight from the nearest music hall, Pope and devil intertwine. Two cardboard kings appear and join in one more battle by the boyne. Who could love them? God above. Yet pity is akin to love, the 13th corpse beside him said, smiling in its bloody head. And though there's reason for alarm in dourness and a lack of charm, their cursed plight calls out for patience. They, even they, with other nations, have a place, if we can find it. Love our changeling, guard and mind it. Doomed from birth, a cursed heir, theirs is the hardest lot to bear. Yet not impossible, I swear, if England would but clear the air and brood at home on her disgrace, everything to its own place. Face their walls of dole and fear, and be of reasonable cheer. Good men every day inherit father's foulness with the spirit, purge the filth, and do not stir it. Let them out, at least let in a breath or two of oxygen, so they may settle down for good and mix themselves in the common blood. We all are what we are, and that is mongrel pure. What nation's not where any stranger hung his hat and seized a lover where she sat? He ceased and faded. Zephyr blew, and all the others faded too. I stood like a ghost. My fingers strayed along the fatal barricade. The gentle rainfall drifting down over Columbkillis town could not refresh, only distill in silent grief from hill to hill.